With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Cable news outlets are now more trusted than the big three broadcast networks, and a majority of voters say media bias is getting worse.
Trust in political and civil institutions is highest for local and state governments and lowest for media and Congress, according to recent polling. Scott Rasmussen, founder of the Rasmussen Reports, tells the Salem Radio Network that Americans have no confidence in the White House press corps.
The entire institution of the White House press corps needs to be just shredded and start over again.
Rasmussen says President-elect Donald Trump should dismiss the current press corps and invite more trusted reporters to the White House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, perhaps not surprisingly, China plays a major role in discussions over control of the Panama Canal. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says China holds potential control over the waterway that joins the Atlantic and Pacific.
The fact is that it's been taken over by Chinese entities aligned with the Communist Chinese Party, and therefore those entities suspiciously might be under the, the thumbprint of the People's Liberation Army, and therefore it's militarized to a certain degree.
An apology over a jetliner crash from Russian President Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to his Azerbaijani counterpart for what he called a tragic incident following a deadly plane crash that killed at least 38 people. The Azerbaijani airliner was flying from Baku to the Russian Republic of Chechnya on Wednesday when it turned toward Kazakhstan and crashed while trying to land. In an official statement, the Kremlin said air defense systems were firing near the area that day due to a Ukrainian drone strike, but stopped short of saying one of those had hit the plane. I'm Nayan Kim.
And this is SRN News. A new look at religious persecution around the globe.
The Pew Research Center has crunched the numbers for 2022, the last year for which all the data is in, and it reveals that 30% of the countries in the world feature strong persecution of faith groups by the government. That's the highest percentage since Pew started measuring the problem back in 2007. The Pew list of countries with repressive governments includes the usual suspects: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, and Sudan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky's Attorney General says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the cost of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department requested the opinion as it amends regulations regarding medical care for people behind bars. Republican Attorney General Russell Coleman was asked whether the constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment means the department is required to do those operations. This is SRN News. President Biden signed an 11th-hour budget bill into law a week ago, and it's still being debated now. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden said the original compromise draft included unacceptable pork barrel spending.
It was a 1,400-page pile of drivel that included a pay raise for Congress. And I ran, and a lot of my colleagues ran on, our people at home can't afford to fill up a gas tank and a grocery cart in the same day, and I'm supposed to go back there and tell them, yeah, I get that you're hurting, but I'm going to give myself a pay raise.
Van Orden says he does favor the bill's $10 billion farm grant, essential to protecting U.S. farms, including the dairy farms in his state.
The American dairy industry is going to be decimated in a week because it's going to cost $25 for a gallon of milk, and we're not going to be able to recover from that. That's unacceptable.
You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com.